Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Let's Go Shopping by Brandy, Pickering, Ontario, Canada. Helen and I became work acquaintances several years ago. We shared breaks, and from there a friendship grew. We had much in common and confided in each other, sharing both our good and difficult times. We are both smokers, and yes, we know that's not a good thing. Our company has provided a shelter for smokers. During winter, we all huddle close to keep warm and laugh and share stories. Our smoke break group has become friends. Even though we're not all of Christian faith, December 'tis the season to talk of Christmas. We discussed who we were buying for, where we'll be, what we'll cook for Christmas dinner. When the subject came up one year, I tried to smile and laugh, but inside I cried. Because of a car accident, there was no money to spend for gifts. This was the first Christmas I truly had no money, not even credit. One day, when the Christmas topic came up, my comment was, "All I'm able to do financially this year is get the tree." I hope my kids, who are young adults, will understand. My friend Helen piped up with a story. Years ago, she and a friend were supposed to go to Christmas shopping together. As the day approached, she found she had no money. She told her friend that the shopping date was off. The morning of that date, Helen woke up to find an envelope slipped under her door. Inside was a check for $300 with a note from her friend saying, "Let's go shopping." So they did. All of us hearing the story said, "That was a wonderful gesture on her part, and friends like that are rare." I went back to my desk feeling a warm glow from my friend Helen. Her friend came in for her, never asking for repayment, just that Helen have a wonderful holiday season. The next morning, Helen came by my office to share a letter she had received. We chatted about it, and she looked at me most seriously. "I have something for you, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but this was done for me, and I want to do it for you." I wondered if I had bad breath, and she would hand me a pack of gum or mouthwash. She took my hand and put $300 into it. Tears welled up in my eyes as I threw my arms around her. I was so moved by her compassion and thoughtfulness that my body was shaking. One day I thought Helen was so fortunate to have such a caring, giving friend in her time of need. The next day I discovered that friend is Helen for me. Helen gave me and my children a Christmas that year. I hope I can pass the same on to someone else in the future and bring the gift full circle once more.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.